ルルルルルルルルルルルルルルル
ルルルルルルルルルルルルルルルルルルルルル
ルルルルル
ルルル。How's it going, Miles? I'm out here by the cemetery again tonight.
I like it because I can hear you.
Yeah, it's a little bit better than back at the old homestead, so.
Yes.
But, oh my goodness, it's been quite the week so far.
Crazy week.
Yeah.
Crazy, all sorts of craziness going on, so. That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, I didn't organize no bachelor party to, you know, deja vu like yourself.
Oh,
so.
I did go to deja vu with a bachelor party.
Yeah, I know.
With money that was given to me, yes.
You always constantly talk about it.
I don't talk. I talked about it. When was the last time I talked about it?
Oh, Miles, should I have better tell you about the time me and Yoder went down and got some stuff going on?
That was before Yoder was around.
Mark showing off his boobs to all the strippers?
I think he went, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was the fun part was that his father, who I worked for at the time, I think, was working for, gave me like, I don't know, $200 to spend.
Bob, you're like the son with the shirt that I never had. I just
no, he's like, he gave me the money to spend on having a good time. So he's like, I can't go, but here you go. Here's a couple bills. Go take care of business.
I know. The guy's probably all mad. Like, I cannot go. I'll be in divorce court if I go. But man, you know what? This is what I would have spent had I gone.
I can tell you right now, that guy, not in divorce court for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just didn't want to go hang out with the amateurs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't think I would ever...
Go ahead.
I don't think I'd ever go to, like, anything like that nowadays because of, like, everyone's camera phones and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, really, would you? I mean, seriously? You know, you'd be like, no, that's all I need, you know?
Yeah, you're probably right now that you mention it.
Hey, look at Bobby Matt. Wow, look what he's got in his face. Whoa.
Yeah, that probably would be.
I'd be like, nah, I'm not doing it.
But back then, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, like,
freely admit it. I was handing out 20s.
Everybody, let's get drunk.
Yeah.
So.
No, it was a good time, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we almost got thrown out once.
Yeah.
But they let us stay because we had enough money, I guess.
Wait, how much you got? Okay, get back in there.
Get in there. Then we'll throw you out.
Yeah.
No, a friend of mine who was with us was, and he's always doing, he was always doing things like this, but he was being a little overzealous there at the place, and, you know, here's the funny thing about strip clubs. They like you to ogle the strippers.
Mm-hmm.
They get really mad when you start messing with the waitresses.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Oh, okay. All right.
He was trying to get the waitress to take it all off.
Uh-oh.
And that wasn't going over well.
She was not having it.
I don't know if she was somebody's girlfriend or what the deal was, but there was some nice big gentleman came over and gave us a talking to.
Now listen, you guys, listen real good.
Yeah.
You sons of bitches.
You seem like nice gentlemen, and we don't want to have to get rough.
I'm going to kick your asses back to Orienta if you don't.
That's right.
Argenta Orienta, wherever the hell it's called. I don't even know.
Yeah, there was a whole thing because he was just not going to let up on this waitress. It was just bad.
And then, is it Orienta or Argenta? Or is there both?
Argenta Oriana.
Rihanna, whatever, yeah.
Yeah. So he got us in trouble, which is not the first time, but that was part of the reason you take him, because he's fun, you know.
We don't go for that here at Farmer City, Illinois.
That's right. We don't.
You stay the hell out of here.
Here at Ed's Strip Club.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he was always having fun everywhere he went, so.
Yeah. Well, it turned out then.
Yeah, everybody was okay. Nobody got hurt, so.
Yeah.
You know, it all worked out.
No one pulled a smidge, in other words, yeah.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I wasn't there
Grand
for
Theft the show. Auto and whatnot.
Yeah, no. Nobody was, I mean, things probably got broken, but.
Yeah.
Nothing was, you know, nobody got caught.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We didn't get beat up or thrown out.
I don't think I'd go nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, you only went. I mean, it's not been that many years ago that you went. Because we have a whole show about it.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
How many? Oh, maybe 10 years?
No, more than that.
You think?
14. 15 years ago, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we've been doing this for 16 years, so.
Yeah, I mean, deal with it, man. Yeah, it's been a while.
But there is the $7 strip club visit, so.
Yes, that did happen. That there was a show a long time ago where I did use some bad judgment. I did. Frequent a place that I was went with some business people years before that. I thought I would relive some old times. And
yeah, okay.
Turns out I did, pretty much.
Yeah, well, you got the internet now, so you don't really need to do that anymore.
Yeah, I know, with the internet, I mean, really, what's the point?
Yeah, you can pretty much bring up anything you want, so.
Yeah, midgets.
That's the first thing everybody says. Midgets.
I don't know. I was always what Smidge was talking about in college all the time. Midgets.
Midgets.
I like midgets.
What do you think about this? Midgets. Yeah.
Midgets.
Yeah, first thing, for top of the list.
I like midgets and goth girls in that order.
Right. Goth midget. There you go.
Goth midgets. My name's Smidge, and I like goth midgets. Flavin.
I'd like to see a goth midget singing Cure songs while stripping. let's put that in the Google search box here.
That would be great. They're all dressed like the Cure. That would be great.
Whenever I'm alone with you, you make me feel like I am...
Taller again.
Taller, yeah, that's right. Yeah, there you go.
Because midgets don't cry.
Yeah, that's the first thing people think of. No, not big titties. No. Midgets. Goth midgets. Yes.
Why can't I be tall?
I don't know where you're at sometimes. That's just weird.
I don't know. My apologies.
Well, I will say, you know, one of my kind of universal truths is I've not seen a bad movie that had a midget in it.
No?
I'm saying.
Under the Rainbow?
That was a good enough movie.
Good enough?
Yeah, it was good. I would say it was good.
I love the vertically challenged, whatever they are called, little people or whatever. I don't.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I've not, you know, if you have a main character, you know, not necessarily just background characters, but a main character, one of the main characters is a little person.
Yeah.
Good movie. Station Agent. You ever see that?
No.
See, I think Peter Dinklage is living proof of my concept that there is no bad movie with a little person.
Peter Dinklage?
Yeah, you know who he is, don't you?
No, who's Peter Dinklage?
He's an actor. He was in a movie called The Station Agent. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it.
Was it some kind of Canadian TV show again that you
no,
watched?
No, no. This was a movie. And then he was the Trax guy in the Days of Future Past X-Men movie that was recently out, like last year or whatever.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
You didn't watch that? Okay. He did a good job.
Yeah.
He was in Elf as the guy that attacks...
Oh, you should have said that. Yeah.
Buddy the Elf, because he says, oh, you're an elf, you know.
Oh, that guy. You should
and
have
he
said
gets
that.
All pissed off and he attacks him.
Yeah, you should Peter have said Dinklage. That. Oh, he was in Pixels, wasn't he?
He was in Pixels. What? Although that movie is a little bit wavier.
Yeah.
Well, he's in Game of Thrones, which I watch. I know you don't watch it, but...
I do not watch such a dirty show as that.
Yeah, I know you don't watch that, but... I do, so...
Yeah.
So, what's going on with you? You said you had a story there, so...
So, before I begin the story tonight, I found someone that I had met last year, passed away 6 months ago, and I think I missed his passing, and...
What?
A moment of silence for Mr. Robert Zadar, so...
Oh, the Maniac Cop?
Maniac Cop guy, yeah.
Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Really?
I was talking about it, because we were watching, well, this kind of gets to my story, we were watching this boxing thing over the weekend.
Well, you didn't do your moment of silence here, let's do
Well, it wasn't a long moment, but...
Oh, anyway. Okay, go ahead.
Someone said, wow, that guy's got a weird chin. I go, well, he's probably got that thing like Robert Zadar.
Yeah.
Which I couldn't think of his name, I forgot his name, actually. And I'm like, and my wife Googled it, she goes, oh, he's dead. I'm like, what?
Wah, wah.
Sure enough, like 6 months after I saw him, he died. So, yeah. So, well, thank you, Mr. Zadar, wherever you are. And thank you.
Yeah, the Maniac Cop.
Maniac Cop. And I got my picture with him. So.
Yeah. And you weren't, and he, you know, he thought, this is my opportunity to look real good.
Yeah. I mean, next to this guy, he goes, yeah, he looked good compared to me. But,
yeah. So, I mean, Ditka was like, I'm like, you know, fucking Brad Pitt next to this guy.
Yeah, there was no line for this guy at all, man.
Yeah.
So, God bless you, sir, wherever you are. So.
Well, that's too bad. What, heart attack or what?
Heart attack. He was at, like, some kind of Comic-Con down in Florida or something, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know. I totally went off the radar. Did not know this. I'm like, oh, wow, man. Well,
that's too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. Well, he seemed like a really nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a really nice guy, yeah. Yeah.
Considering he's in a movie called Maniac Cop, but...
Unfortunately, I couldn't hear him. It was so loud in there because he was trying to tell me about Jack Palance, and I could not hear his story. You know, I was like, damn it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it had something to do with strippers.
Well, come on now.
He's
Let's
like,
be respectful.
Me and Jack Palance are at this midget strip club.
Let's be respectful to Mr. Zadar, please.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to pull it back into the last bit.
Yeah, okay. I don't go making jokes about Mel Kernahan, you know.
I met Mel before he died.
So anyway, okay,
Great
so story.
State of Missouri.
The story.
Go ahead.
Is my wife about a week ago? She's like, Desiree, my BFF Desiree, and her boyfriend Slim have invited us over for Saturday night to watch this pay per view MMA mixed martial arts.
Yeah, you're into that. You like to watch that.
No, I don't actually.
But, oh, okay.
You know, I go, I'm probably going to see Desiree naked at this party. Because it's at her house and she's going to be drinking. So I know at some point I'm probably going to see some nudity or something.
Right. She's going to go to the bathroom to go pee and then she'll come out with her pants on because she forgot.
Oh, I forgot my pants again.
Again.
And, no, I don't know. We don't get up. Our kids are getting, you know, older. They have actually been growing up now, but you know, we don't really do stuff as couples very often, so we said, yeah, let's go, you know.
Yeah.
And I was just saying, excuse me, we got all choked up here, and you know, it's like, you know, quite a drive to like no man's land. There's like nothing between our house and her house. There's like nothing.
Yeah,
it's like driving to the moon, you know. There's like nothing, you know?
Okay.
And we get there, which is fine, and, you know, they have already, you know, began drinking, and, you know, right. Which is fine. And I was promised some kind of food at a local What I was told, a bar slash restaurant, I guess, which was more of a bar with food. Yes, yeah. If you will.
You got like a Totino's or something?
Of a what?
A Totino's pizza or something?
Yeah, right. You're going to have to wait 12 to 18 minutes, honey.
That's right. Just stick it in. They got this pizza cooker.
And, you know, so I'm like,
look,
okay.
Look, it's got that guy. What was his name? Victor French or something on the box.
It's real Italian.
So who was that? Who was the guy with the mustache? Avery Schreiber.
Yeah,
Avery Schreiber on the box. It's got to be good.
Yeah. And so I promised this food. I didn't eat all day. I had to wait quite a bit while everyone had their drinks. I was like, please, let's go eat. Right?
I starved myself all day so I could eat all this free food.
I know, right? I'm like super hungry. We finally get there, and it is actually a bar, a towny bar, if you will.
Yeah, like, okay, so that's where the event was happening?
Well, I thought this. I said to my wife, we're not watching this fight in this bar, are we? I hope not. She's like, no, we're going to go back to Desiree's. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
And the food was actually free. It was like some kind of
free food Hunter's at the
Delight
bar.
Or something.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was. It was like celebrating.
Hunter's Delight. Okay.
The solstice. I don't know what it was celebrating something. And
some kind of pagan holiday.
And the most magical words were said. I go, how much is the food? And they're like, it's free.
What? Step on up to Salmonella Bar. Have all you like.
Except you were not allowed to touch the food. The food was all like on this covered pool table, right? It's all like crock pot and stuff. And like there's some kind of mystery meat. And I go,
was it like a potluck?
No, it was like some pork, like some.
It was on a pool table.
It was on like a covered pool table, yeah. But you could not touch it. Like this lady had to serve you, you know. She's like, "Well, I'll serve you," you know. I'm like, "Okay."
You can't. This is my pool table. Nobody touching nothing.
Hold on, we got to break it up. Someone wants to play a game. Hold on, wait.
Was she in like a G-string? Could you like put a dollar in her G-string?
She wasn't, and nor did I want to see her in a G-string either. So.
You know, if you want a little more pork, put a dollar in my G-string.
I heard you like pork. No, I was fine. I just like, this better not be deer meat, so help me freaking God.
Are those deviled eggs? No, they're billiard balls. Oh.
They're my teats.
Yeah, no, so problem.
And I like, this better not be freaking deer meat or some bullshit like that, because I do not eat that shit. You know, it's like, no.
You want some venison?
No, I ain't going to eat. No, it was pork. It was pretty good. It was good. And
now, I got to ask, because, you know, you have a lot of intestinal distress.
Yeah.
Whenever, you know, just in general.
Yeah.
Let alone eating strange bar food off of a covered pool table.
Yeah.
Any problems or?
No, you know, I've kind of, I don't want to say I've conquered that problem.
I went to Scientific Surplus and I got a big cork.
No, you know, I quit eating out a lot.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what was making me in the bathroom so much. I think I was eating all this McDonald's and all that crap all the time. And it just, you know.
Yeah.
It's like cleaning me out all the time.
So what did you eat? What are you eating now?
No, I just eat like a regular meal now. I've kind of cut back quite a bit on, you know, the burgers and fries and stuff, and that's actually helped out a lot.
Oh, well, good. That's good to know.
So
Wendy's Superbar did you no favors, is what you're saying?
No, I was cleaning out my colon. Yeah, I know. It was like ruining my colon. All that Olean or whatever the hell I was eating, man. And, sorry, I'm getting all choked up again here.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, let's go back, and, you know, that fight's going to start now. Come on.
Come on, you sopped up on this free food enough. We got to go. Taco night's over.
Yeah. And everyone's, like, trying to urge me for a second plate. I go, no, there's something up, because everyone wants me to eat a second plate, and I don't want to now.
How about them lamb fries?
Yeah, I know. That's all I need to hear. Boy, Miles, you just ate 10 pounds of pig nuts and lamb dick and all that.
That's right.
Rocky Mountain oyster blossoms.
That weren't no hot dog.
Yeah, look at that. Miles put two in his mouth at the same time. Go on, go on.
I don't know what these things are. They taste fantastic.
They're good.
Is that mayonnaise in the middle?
Look, have a hot dog.
And we walked back. We cut through all these backyards to get back to.
Oh, fantastic.
Desiree's back door.
So everybody's like pissing on the neighbor's yards all the way back.
We're walking and pissing at the same time.
Throwing up. You're pulled pork.
Which I think is venison.
Pulled venison.
Yeah. I was pulling like shot out of my mouth. Like, what the fuck? What the hell?
No wonder this is very...
I didn't know they shot pigs with a shotgun.
Yeah. Huh. Local butcher.
And so, like, we're waiting, like, for this fight to start, right? It doesn't come on until, like, 9 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And, which is fine, but then, Desiree's had, like, this big, like, bad back issue going on, you know?
Okay.
I'm not sure what that's about, but she is actually in a lot of pain with this thing.
A lot of bending over going on, if you ask me.
Well, funny you should say that, because my wife says to her, I have this like magical rub, if you will.
Okay.
and it will help. It is magical, right?
Did she ever do this to you?
No.
You have never got the magic rub?
No.
No magic rub for you?
But it is offered to her BFF, yes.
You've never been rubbed in this way?
No, I've been rubbed the wrong way, but not this way.
I would be aggravated about that.
No, well, hold on. No,
I'd be like, where's my magic rub?
So, like, they're, like, in the kitchen portion. It's kind of an open concept house, I guess.
We took vows, honey. Firsties.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right,
No, this gets better, though, because she's like, I'm going to put this on your back.
Does it involve any kind of, like, internal coccyx rubbing?
Oh, there was some coccyx rubbing, man. So she's wearing, like, I don't know if they were yoga pants or sweatpants or what, right?
Sure.
And she, like, drops trowel to, so I'm seeing it probably about 3 inches of butt crack. She's bent over in front of my wife as my wife's applying this.
Oh, my Lord. In the kitchen?
Yes.
So you're eating off pool table and in the kitchen?
Yeah, no, we were... Yeah, no, we were out of the bar at this point. They weren't doing it in the bar thing.
Okay.
We were in the privacy of her home, you know, when this was happening. But, yes, I did see ass crack, yes.
All right. And your wife had this magic rub she was putting on.
Yeah, so I knew I was going to see something that night. I knew it. Something just said from previous experience, I'm going to see...
Bow, bow, bow.
Where did that rub come from, baby?
You know, I could help out with the rubbing if you needed any.
I started my own rubbing.
So, it was a good time. Good time for everybody. Yeah.
So, did her back feel better?
She said no. She claimed no, and so she just kept drinking. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm going
to
drink.
She needed to be rubbed a little harder, apparently.
Yeah, she needed her old Uncle Miles, I think.
Too. Yeah, somebody to really put the sausage fingers on her.
Oh, it's feeling warm now back there.
Yeah, and wet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Kind of drippy.
Yeah, that's right. Don't worry. That's just the poultice.
You look like a glazed ham now.
So was everybody else at the party seeing her drop her pants, or?
Well, it was just us four. I mean, it's my wife.
Oh, okay.
Sal, Slim, and Desiree. And Desiree, I mean, I seriously dropped some trowel to have this happen.
So I thought maybe there was more people, but okay.
Well, had they opened up the window shades a little bit, there probably would have been more people there, but, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. So did she put her pants back on when she got done?
She did pull up her pants after a time, yes, she did. All
right, when the rub was done?
I think my wife was trying to block the view, but it was pretty much.
But you guys kept moving. Move out of the way! God damn it!
I need a toothpick. I'm going to come on in here and just get me a toothpick. And holy Jesus God, holy baby.
I'm still hungry.
I'm hungry for more.
Yeah. Go figure.
So, yeah, so that happened, and then we watched all these fights go on, and...
I don't know about that.
We watched the... What?
The fights.
Well, I don't really watch them, per se, but, I mean, I just, you know, we really... It was a first for us, you know, it was kind of getting out, you know, minus kids or teens.
I could see, you know, after the first... Anybody ready for another back rub? Anybody?
Hell yeah.
I could use one.
What about an inner thigh rub? My tongue. Oh, jeez. And, there's like 5 fights, and we watched them. They all, you know, got progressively better, and then, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Watched the main title. This champion got her ass whooped.
Oh, was this the one with the lady?
Yes.
Wow.
Rowdy Ronda.
Rousey? Yeah.
Lost to Barbie. Barbie kicked her ass. And, It was pretty brutal, I must say, but it was entertaining at the same time, yes.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes. Well, yeah, no, it was pretty, it got better. Not all of them were great, but yeah, they were pretty good.
Well, that's it. And then you got to watch the pre-show rub down.
Yeah, there was a little, like, she was kind of like the fluffer for the night, you know, like, oh, okay. Little fluffer action going on here. Little peekaboo.
I swear.
I think it winked at me. Look it.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah. I mean, really, you go to a party? Come on. Here, I'm going to drop some trow in front of God and everybody. Hope no one's okay with that. I mean,
well, I guess. I mean, you were the only odd person out in that scenario, but I guess you've actually seen her partially nude anyway.
I pretty much have seen her nude. I mean, there was partially about it.
Yeah, oh, that's true, yeah.
Saw everything but the Northwest Baby Cave, as they say in Bob and
Well, you do have the artist renditions in one of the previous episodes. So.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So.
So, I mean, between your wife, who obviously is, you know, is up for a scholarship at any moment, and then your... Yeah. Her boyfriend,
like in college, you might see something crazy like that, I suppose, but as an adult, you know, you wouldn't really expect to see, you know.
Well, you know.
People dropping trow just wherever.
She's proud of her body, so, you know.
I think she is, yeah, she's, why not, you know. It was all good, everyone had a good time, I guess, so, you know.
Yeah, apparently.
I was trying to get her to bet on the fights. Like, if you lose, you take off a piece of clothing.
Oh, well, what? She's already down. She's down a pair of pants.
Yeah, she has a little preview here. Yeah.
And she doesn't wear a bra, so, I mean, she's only got, like, 2 pieces of clothing left at that point.
Yeah, she's actually starting to put on clothing. She's like, I'm cold.
Yeah, she's probably didn't wear any socks, so she's probably just wearing panties and a shirt.
Yeah, so she put on her slippers and some little... you know, a jacket or something, yes.
Yeah. So what did Slim have to say about all this?
Hell yeah!
And, like, any of that lotion need to go on the inside?
No, he's all good with it. He's all down. He's all pretty mellow, right? He's
like, really?
It's all good. It's all good.
Somehow I think that all of her gentleman friends are some variation on the Walking Dead people.
Hey, Rick. Rick's me, Daryl.
You know what I mean?
Coral.
Seems like that, or they're all from the South somewhere. I don't know. They come up carpet baggers. I don't know what they are.
I'd be like the Otis of the group.
Yeah, you'd definitely be Otis.
I mean, I'm trying, but I never get there, you know?
Yeah, hey. I'm not ready. I can rub you and feel like baby piglets walking all over your back.
Oh.